Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Thanks so much for listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast this morning. My name is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas. We're glad that you've tuned in to listen this morning on this Sunday right before Thanksgiving, coming up this Thursday. But you know what? As Christians, again, we need to be reminded that Thanksgiving is not just a part of our life. Thanksgiving is our life. It's the way that we live. We live in thanksgiving to our God, our Creator, to the one who gave us life, who sustains our life, who will give us everlasting life in Jesus Christ. That is such an awesome thing to consider and think about, that we belong to God. He is our Father. We are His children. And I want to remind us of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Just like Peter wrote and said, even though you know these things and are firmly convinced of them, I want to continue to remind you of them. And I think it's right that we remember this passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. There's a whole bunch of other little things right around this that Paul says that are profound as well. Verse 16, rejoice always, pray continually. And then verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. It seems like a lot of the times we want to give thanks when something's good, when something benefited us, when there was a real blessing in our life. But this tells us that we're to give thanks in all circumstances. It doesn't mean that we should be happy and yay for trials of life and woohoo when something bad goes wrong or there's death or there's discouragement or there's depression. But no matter what, friends, what we need to do is we need to give thanks that God is with us through all of our trials. God is there. God knows what's going on. God knows and uses those things very many times to help build our character, to help us to grow past where we are at that point. And so it's such a timely reminder, once again, to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So there may be a lot of other things that you're unsure about, but boy, there's one specifically that you can say, hey, I know this is God's will for me, that I give thanks in all circumstances. And friends, when we are a grateful, thankful people, life's going to go better for us than if we're grumbling and complaining and grousing and just being discontent with life. If we can thank God for everything that we go through, because ultimately we know that God will use all of those things and work those things out for our good. Even if it's not pleasant, might even be painful at the time. Kind of like discipline there in Hebrews 12, right? No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful, but afterwards it yields a harvest of righteousness. So please join with me in committing yourself to being more thankful, not just this week, especially not just on Thursday, and not just for the turkey or the stuffing or the mashed potatoes or whatever part you like. Rose always brings a big old pecan pie, partly because she knows I like it, but for everybody else too. But you know, it's more than just a few things. We need to give thanks in all circumstances for all things because we have a good Heavenly Father who's there for us. Hey, before we jump into Ecclesiastes chapter 2 this morning and kind of be reminded of what life is like without God, let's listen to our first song this morning. This is a song by Owl City, and Britt Nicole joins him in singing this, but it's called You're Not Alone. And that helps us to be thankful in all circumstances because we don't have to live life on our own. We don't have to do it all in our own strength, in our own wisdom, in our own riches even. God is there to supply all of our needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So let's rejoice about that. Let's give thanks about that. And let's listen to this song, You're Not Alone.
Some days I barely hold on. When life drags me down, I wanna let go. But when my spirit is weak, You come to my aid and strengthen my soul. I'm lost without You. I'll never doubt You. Your grace is beyond compare. And though when it rains it pours, You know all I have is Yours. You smile when You hear my prayer. You rescued me, and I believe that God
All right, we're back this morning, and aren't you glad that you don't have to do things on your own? Glad that you're here with us this morning. We can be here together. Let's go back to Ecclesiastes, and let's just be reminded of a few things. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, before we jump into 2, you know, as you go through Ecclesiastes here, which means preacher or teacher, what Solomon here, this who wrote this, what Solomon's trying to help us to understand is what life is like without God, what he has discovered life is like without God. Now, remember when Solomon first became king, when God asked him in that vision what he wanted God to give him, and Solomon asked for a wise and discerning heart to be able to govern God's people, Israel, back in that time. And so God blessed him with a huge measure of wisdom, okay, the ability to reason, to think, and to understand, and to search out things. And so Ecclesiastes is especially meaningful because Solomon had resources that most of the rest of us are never going to have. He had a level of wisdom and even knowledge and intelligence that was given to him as a gift that we have to work for in a lot of ways. And also being the king, he had riches that we are, most of us are not able to duplicate in any way, shape, or form. And so because of that, Solomon can share things with us so that we don't have to go back through and say, well, doesn't matter if Solomon experienced it, I have to do it myself. No, you don't. You can learn from those who've gone before you. That's one of the blessings of studying history. You can learn where others failed. You can learn from their insight and their wisdom, and you can determine not to do those same things yourself, to spare you from some of the consequences that they had to endure going through that. Now, hey, we're all going to make plenty of mistakes and errors. There's going to be things that we sin against God and against each other by. But here's the thing. It's like we should try to do our best to learn what's the best way to live. And as we talked about last night in our Bible study, how much better it is to learn what God's will is, to try to understand what God has given us, because he has given us everything we need for life and godliness in the pages of Scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, there's a whole huge story there, if you were. Not a fairy tale, but a historical account of life as God has given humanity. And so Solomon here, even as he starts off in chapter 1 and verse 2, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Wow, what a way to start the book. But remember, Solomon here has experienced life, and he's searching for meaning in life. And what we're going to see as we continue to go through here, as we've already said, that without God, everything is meaningless. It's just a dead end. And so this is what Solomon's doing. Verse 3 of chapter 1. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Now, as he goes through here, he's going to repeat. He's going to double back on things. He's going to reemphasize different things. And he's just going to tell us over and over and over the same thing in different ways so that we will get the point. Okay? Remember at the very end of chapter 1, in verse 18, he says, "For with much wisdom comes much sorrow, and the more knowledge, the more grief." So it's one of those things, the more you understand and the more sorrow or the more wisdom you have, the more you see things and how things are without God, hopefully, is the goal, is the idea. And so as we get ready to start chapter 2 here, Solomon's going to kind of take a personal journey here. He's going to record the things that that he's done and gotten into. And chapter two, as we get to this in just a minute, it's going to be full of I, me, my, myself, and everything about that. And so let's realize that instead of just about being about us, life needs to be about more than just us. It needs to be about God. It needs to be about other people and not just us. And so let's go ahead and listen to our second song this morning. This is a song by Ryan Stevenson called Holding Nothing Back. But we need to make sure as we live, we hold nothing back from God, from others, and we need to live life to the full, to the things that really are going to matter for all eternity. Let's go ahead and listen to this next song right now.
Certain it's been taking a beating, it's starting to fall apart, and I feel like such an easy target, dodging bullets. I'm exhausted. How can every moment be this hard? I'm holding nothing back from you. It doesn't really matter what I lose. Got a heart that's open, I'm broken, and I want you to know. I don't want anything coming in between you and me. Jesus, it doesn't matter what I have to go through. I'm holding nothing back from you. I've got a list that goes on and on. It's overflowing with memories of everything that I've been doing wrong. And I'll be the first to say I chased after so many foolish things, looking for a way to kill the pain. Oh, I'm holding nothing back from you. It doesn't really matter what I lose. I got a heart that's open, I'm broken, and I want you to know. Jesus,
what a great song by Ryan Stevenson. I'm holding nothing back from you, oh God. And I hope we'll live like that. Hey, let's, in our last session this morning, let's go ahead and read chapter 2 together. We're going to read chapter 2 of Ecclesiastes together. And sometimes it's good to do that. Read the whole chapter. Read the whole letter, especially with smaller ones. Sometimes you can tie a whole lot more things together if you do that. So let's read chapter 2 together. This is from the New International Version, the 2011 edition. And so here we go. I said to myself, this is Solomon. I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to be meaningless. Laughter, I said, is madness. And what does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was good for people to do under the heavens during the few days of their lives. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made reservoirs to water groves of flourishing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired male and female singers and a harem as well, the delights of a man's heart. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me. In all this, my wisdom stayed with me. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done, and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Then I turned my thoughts to consider wisdom, and also madness and folly. What more can the king's successor do than what has already been done? I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise have eyes in their heads, while the fool walks in the darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I said to myself, the fate of the fool also will overtake me. What then do I gain by being wise? I said to myself, this too is meaningless, for the wise, like the fool, will not be long remembered. The days have already come when both have been forgotten. Like the fool, the wise must die too. So I hated life because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me, and all of it meaningless, a chasing after the wind. And I hated all the things that I had toiled for under the sun because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish. We're going to stop right now because we're going to run out of time this morning. But I want you to go ahead and read through chapter 2 again and read it over several times. And Lord willing, next week after Thanksgiving's over, we're going to jump back in here and start talking about chapter 2. So God bless you. And let's listen to our last song this morning. This is a song by Toby Mack called Me Without You. How appropriate. Me Without You. We need God so desperately in our lives. And I hope you remember that during this Thanksgiving season. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Again, thank you so much for listening this morning. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you'll be able to spend it with your friends and family. I wanted to let you know that Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a special Thanksgiving service here at the church at Las Vegas. Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, 10 o'clock, right here where we meet, the church at Las Vegas. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. And we also meet Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock as well. But again, I want to remind you, Thursday morning, 10 o'clock, is going to be our special Thanksgiving service. Also, if you want to find out more information about us, you can go online, thechurchatlasvegas.com, thechurchatlasvegas.com, and we are just so grateful that we can be here on this radio broadcast station. Thank you to Lotus Broadcasting for hosting us, and thank you so much for all that you that listen and pray for us and support us. But we do very much appreciate all that you do. So have a great Thanksgiving. Again, remember, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God bless. Keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.